This week's Torah reading is called Dvarim, which means words, and actually talks about the words that Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jewish people, that took out the Jewish people from Egypt and brought them into the door, so to speak, of the land of Israel. He, 37 days before passing away, he's given his, so to speak, last words to the Jewish people, preparing them to go into the land of Israel. Now, the Torah itself is not just a book of stories. Rather, the word Torah itself comes from the root of the word hoira, which means teachings. Hoira, it's the same thing like more, mora, teacher. Because the Torah is a book of life that shows you how to live your life in the best way possible to get closer to God and to grow into your own self again, to get closer to God, to reveal God's presence in the earth, and so on. Now, our sages say that Rabbi Akiva, one of the greatest sages of the Jewish history, he lived around 120 of the Common Era. He, on each single word and each single letter, and within the letters themselves, they have like little crowns when you see them written in the parchment. From every single crown of every single letter, from words and so on, he used to interpret mountains of teachings, of laws, and so on. So let's stop into one verse of this particular parsha, and let's see at least one lesson we can actually extract for our practical life, every single place, in every single time, and so on. After receiving the Torah, the Jewish people were at Mount Sinai. They received the Torah and they built a Mishkan, a tabernacle, and they did all kinds of very important things. The tabernacle was for offerings, for the presence of God, and so on. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, because God told him to tell them, Rav lachem shevet ba'ar hazeh, pnu se'u lachem, etc. The verse says, it's way too much time that you've been sitting in this particular mountain, Mount Sinai, to receive the Torah, and again, all the amazing things that they did. You should actually move on and go to the land of Israel. Now, you could say it's just a story. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu told the people to move on, so you have to move on. But again, we know it has hoira, it has teachings. What is the lesson? One lesson, at least, we could extract from this particular idea: a person has to know that regardless of the amazing things you accomplished in the place where you are, in the level where you are, in your own soul, in your own life, and so on, Rav Lachem, it's way enough. You have to move on. One of the main things in Judaism is to understand and to know that God is infinite. And since he is infinite, his wisdom is infinite, and our possibility of getting closer to God is also infinite. So you have to infinitely grow within yourself, in your understanding, in your emotions, in your deeds, and so on. There's infinite space to grow. So again, even though they had received the Torah, even though they built the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and so on, God told the Jewish people, Rav Lachem, it's way enough. Leave your comfort zone and learn that you have to constantly grow and grow closer to God in order to reveal his presence in this particular world.